take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Last day of 2025. Thank you, God, we survived it. Horrible year. Lots of things going on, dealing with it all, but we got through it. And I'm so much looking forward to 2026. It's going to be an awesome year. Tomorrow, we will be doing a live show. New Year's Day, 2026. What are your goals? What are your New Year's resolutions? What is it that you're wanting to accomplish? And what is one major, major item that you've been wanting to do for years? Maybe you started working toward that goal, that New Year's resolution, and for whatever reason, you stopped working toward it. You just heard Dr. Jeff. He's going to get his board certification as a veterinarian up in Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Huge time commitment, lots of extra work. Really doesn't need to do it at this point in his life, in his career, but it's something that he's always thought about doing, and he's going to do it. What is yours? What is it that you're looking to do this year, 2026? Well, I've got a list that I'll be going over with you guys, and we're really excited about a lot of things that are coming, but I can kind of forewarn you, when you do your taxes, get your tax return this year, I need you to set aside about $500. $400, yeah, that probably could do it, but $500 would be better. Because we've got a ton of events, a ton of activities that are going to be happening. You'll need to pay some money, $40, $50 for these events. But it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal year. Two of them I can announce again today, like I did previously. The 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast, Antrim County Conservative Union, along with the Antrim County Republican Party. We are going to be hosting that on Saturday, July 18th. That's the third Saturday in July in Central Lake, Michigan. The same venue we've been doing it for the previous years. Well, we will be there on Muckle Road, Central Lake at 12 noon, opening up the gates. And we are going to have a ton of candidates there. Why? Because July 18th, 2 weeks after 4th of July, is actually about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks before the August 4th primary. So everybody running is going to want to be to this Fun Shoot Pig Roast Saturday, July 18th. So mark your calendars. Move everything else around it. You're not going to a class reunion. You're not going to a wedding. You're not going to a family reunion. You're going to be at this event. It's going to be huge. Adults are $40. Teenagers are $20. 12 and under are free. And we are going to teach firearm safety to the little ones. And we got more details that are coming. But we're going to be talking about these events and things happening. We've got another huge one we're working on for 4th of July. 2 weeks before the Fun Shoot Pig Roast at Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. This will be the best 4th of July party, our country's 250th year anniversary, and you're definitely going to want to be a part of it. Mark your calendars right now. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We're moving to some other short stories. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on December 31st. The first 2026 Social Security payments are being sent out this week. I've got a story pulled up, U.S. News and World Report. Four things you need to know about Social Security this upcoming year. Now, you youngins, not on Social Security yet, you can tune out this segment if you want, but you could also be able to tell your grandparents and others that you know that are on Social Security, the information should be pretty interesting for them to know this. Social Security payments with the new upcoming 2026 adjustments will start being sent out this week, according to the agency schedule. Some folks have already received their Social Security. Well, what they're finding is they have a new annual cost of living adjustment, the COLA, announced by the Social Security Administration. It will be applied to the 2026 payments that are being distributed this week. Recipients will see a 2.8% boost in their payments. Also, if they've been deducting for your Part B Medicare health insurance, and perhaps you switched over to a new Part B insurance plan that has zero premiums, you'll also get that $185 boost in your checks as well. Additionally, people who receive Supplemental Security Income, the SSI, well, you're going to receive your January 26 payment today, December 31st. Due to tomorrow, January 1st, being a federal holiday, people who started receiving retirement, spousal, or survivor benefits before May of 1997 will see their first payment on January 2nd. Now, this is for SSI recipients. People who receive both SSI and Social Security payments will receive Social Security payments on the third of each month and their SSI payments on the first of each month starting in February. Again, tomorrow is a federal holiday. Others who receive Social Security payments will be sent, theirs will be sent on the second, third, or the fourth Wednesday of each month, depending on your birth date. For example, for January, they will be sent on January 14th, 21st, and 28th. A number of recipients should have received a notice from Social Security about the COLA increase in December. People could view their personal Social Security payment adjustments starting earlier this month online. Now, what kind of numbers are we talking about? This increased cost of living adjustment. Well, right now, there's 71 million people who receive Social Security benefits, while another 7.5 million receive SSI benefits, according to the agency. Cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for retirees and disabled beneficiaries is financed by payroll taxes collected from workers as well as their employers up to a certain annual salary. Well, that salary is now increased this upcoming year for 2026 up to $184,500. That's roughly about an $8,000 increase over last year. Now, some technical little adjustments here. Recipients received a 2.5% cost of living boost this year, 2025, and a 3.2% increase in benefits in 2024. Historically, a large 8.7% benefit increase came in 2023. All this was, of course, triggered by a 40-year record for high inflation under the Biden administration. smaller increase this year of only 2.8% is reflecting already the reductions in inflation. Under President Trump's administration, inflation has already started to come down, so the cost of living adjustment is only 2.8%. The COLA adjustments are calculated based on inflation data for the third quarter. That is always July, August, and September of the prior year. So under Trump, July, August, and September, we already started trending down on inflation. SSA Commissioner Frank Vignano said in a statement in October that the annual cost of living adjustment is just one way we are working to make sure benefits reflect today's economic realities and continue to provide a foundation of security for those receiving benefits, end quote, said the commissioner. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday was my day to be in Traverse City. I had to ship some things out, went to the UPS store, went to the post office, went over to Spectrum and got a new mobile phone for the studio, and stopped at Costco. I paid $2.32 for gas using the Costco Citibank credit card. 5% cash back. Pump price was $2.44, basically 12 cents off. $2.32 for gas. I'm like, whoa, here we are at the end of 2025 and we're already down to $2.32. Went inside. Miss Vicky had texted me the list of things to get. Had to get some eggs. Y'all remember the price of eggs, how high they were under Biden, right before Trump took over? Went into the refrigerated section where the eggs and the milk and the whipped cream and all that good stuff is. Two dozen large eggs, two dozen, $3.84 at Costco. Less than $2 a dozen. It's already starting to happen, folks, and it's only going to get better because of the price of fuel. You have to understand, and I don't, people, you need to do this. I want you to go into a large local supermarket. I want you to go into Myers. I want you to go into Walmart. I want you to go into Tom's. Whatever large market you have in your area. Grocery store. And as well as other items. Walmart's, Myers type of store. I want you to go into the food area. And then I want you to go into the home area, clothes especially. Go up in the pharmacy. I want you to look at all the different items, selections you have when it comes to a particular item. Potato chips, coffee. I want you to go into the coffee aisle and look at all the different brands and selections of coffee that you have available to you at your local store. Look at all the different types of potato chips. Go into any other aisle of food, frozen potatoes. Go into the freezer section. Hash browns, tater tots, curly fries, crinkled fries. Look at frozen potatoes. I want you to go into the home section. I want you to walk into the clothing department. Go into sporting goods. Go into the shoes department. Go into toys. Go into any area you want. Look at all the different selections we have in these larger stores. Same thing for food. Here's my point. Every single one of those selections may have gotten to the store on a different truck. One semi or Walmart or Myers might come in and have two or three different types of shampoo. Then another semi comes in with two, three, four, five different types of shampoo. Look at shampoo alone. Every item in those stores, folks, gets there probably with a diesel truck. As the price of fuel goes down, fuel surcharges go down to truck drivers. Independent owner-operators like I was or trucking companies get paid less as fuel prices drop. The shipping costs of all these items in these stores will go down with lower fuel prices in the coming year. Some people are predicting that we will be below $2 a gallon before 4th of July. The main reason Transportation Secretary, others are working to eliminate these boutique type of blends of summer fuels. We won't have those boutique blends pushing up the prices of refining oil into gasoline next year. Diesel prices coming down. The price of a barrel of oil coming down. Prices in the stores will start coming down as a result of delivery costs of these items that come into the stores by truck. They're saying inflation for 2026 is going to be right around 1.5 to 2% for the entire year. Under Biden's worst year, 2023 or 2022, 9% inflation. It's happening. It's coming down, and it's going to absolutely going to change our ability to spend our money on more things at lower costs. Adding into a November midterm election. James Carville, advisor, political consultant to Bill Clinton. It's all about the economy, stupid. It's going to be a great economy next year for sure. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.